So, I wanted now to bring in a sutta, a discourse from the Buddha, where he is teaching along these lines. This way that we can use our own experience to connect beyond our own experience. And John has very kindly agreed to read the sutta, because I thought it was nice to have another voice. And he's going to read the sutta, and then the last part of it, I'm going to read a slightly different translation because it gives a slightly different flavour. So, do you want to come up so you can show some people? Malika Sutta, it's called.
The Malika Sutta. The Blessed One was at Savatthi. At this time, King Pasenadi of Kosala was on the upper terrace of the palace with Queen Malika. And the king asked her, "Malika, is there anyone dearer to you than yourself?" "Your Majesty, there is no one dearer to me than myself." "And you, sire, is anyone dearer to you than yourself?" "Nor is there anyone dear to me, Malika, than myself." Then the king went down from the palace and visited the Blessed One and told him the whole story. And the Blessed One, understanding, thereupon uttered this verse: "Though in thought we range throughout the world, we'll nowhere find a thing more dear than self. So, since others hold a self so dear, he who loves himself should injure none."
Thank you very much. So I'm just going to read this last part, these words of the Blessed One, the Buddha, in a slightly different translation. "Searching all directions with one's awareness, one finds no one dearer than oneself. In the same way, others are fiercely dear to themselves. So one should not hurt others if one loves oneself." So I'm really fascinated by this teaching because I just think it's so clever and so human. And the Buddha's saying, you know, this is what the Buddha's showing us, how our own vivid experience, vivid awareness of our own experience, can be compost for love. So he doesn't say to the king and queen, "Don't be so self-centered." He starts with where they actually are, and then he uses that, where they actually are, their awareness of themselves being most dear to themselves. He uses that then as compost, or suggests, you know, catalyzes the use of that as compost for understanding and love of others. So this vivid awareness that they come to, that they are the center of their universe, whether they like it or not, that they are more, you know, there's more care for themselves than for others, that's itself used to go beyond that self-centeredness and to see that this experience of ours isn't ours, it's common human experience.